And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 848 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Ask Roz and Mocha. We kick it all off with Andrew. Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on?
Good. Thanks for holding. Excited to chat with you. What is your comment and or question?
So my question is if you guys were forced into a position where you'd be like in an emergency service role, uh-huh. What would you guys be, like a police officer, firefighter, or paramedic?
Before we answer, do you have an answer based on knowing?
I do, actually.
Yeah, based on knowing everybody on this show. Andrew, who do you think would be in which profession? Go for it.
Well, for Roz, I made him a cop. Mocha, you'd be paramedic. Shem would be a firefighter. Maria, I put her as a paramedic, and then Maury, well, he's a patient, because, you know.
Okay. Yo, why can't I be a firefighter? My cardio is way better than Shem's.
I don't know. You know, I think Shem actually got cheated out a little bit there in the race. So.
Oh, damn. Hold on.
That's the mess.
Respect, yeah, by Andrew. His own body.
Respect, weak. Andrew.
Yeah.
Respect, brother.
Yeah. Oh God! So Mocha, yeah. Mocha, the
paramedic,
a tough one. Like,
yeah, I'd be a paramedic.
I think
but
so.
You
yeah,
gotta like.
I know if someone's like really, really in trouble, yeah. Where there's like a lot of like blood and stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Could I handle that?
Yeah.
But as a police officer, you may have to deal with that as well.
Yeah, but not as that. But not as much as a paramedic, though. Right? Like I don't.
And
I
paramedic, can't. That's like. Pretty much every night or every
it's,
day.
It is. It's
of
it's
your life. Not,
think about a city like this, right?
No, you know what? I'm going to switch. I'm going to be a cop.
You're going to be a cop?
Yeah, I'm going to be a cop.
Yeah. With just stand down orders all the time? That seems like a pretty easy gig. No offense.
Wow. Okay.
You know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
Can I be a patient?
You want to be a patient too?
I'll be a patient instead. Be a more.
Yeah. I'll tell you, know, I would like to be, I mean, I would like to say cop, but then I run the risk though that they're going to put me on a bicycle and I'm going to be like a shorts cop.
Oh, yo, I want to be a cop again. I want to be a cop again. Give me them shorts.
Right?
And ride a bike.
You know, I couldn't be a shorts cop.
Now, what about like if you had to work, you know, I don't know, like parking authority. If that was kind of your
parking authority, uh-huh. That's not a cop.
Yeah, no, like if you got a sign, like
that's
you're a police
not
officer,
a cop.
But then you get a sign
that's not
that,
a cop.
So you're it's a sign.
It's not a cop though. Cops don't do that. You're
it's
not a
parking
cop.
Enforcement.
It's parking.
Oh,
enforcement.
Oh right, yeah, duh. Okay, so
that's
never
not
mind.
A cop.
You're not that.
No.
So you
like,
and the shorts on the bike.
Like I can.
Oh, dude, me
yo,
and you, shorts
what?
On the bike.
No,
just like
we're not those guys. No, we're not those guys. What if?
Okay. What? Jonah Hill.
What if we were like plainclothes detectives?
Amazing. I'm down.
Right? Where yeah. We, you know, where we went out and like did that kind of stuff.
I'm down.
Right?
Let's do it.
I'd be down with that.
Yeah.
It takes too much to be a uniform cop. It takes too much. I couldn't deal. I couldn't for 1 second. I couldn't deal with that. Mm-hmm. What they have to go through. I couldn't do it. Plainclothes detective, on the other hand.
Yeah. I'm down
right?
with that. Let's
you know,
do that.
Like trying to bring down like a PS5 ring, right? Uh-huh. Like some sort of like hot market PS5 games, stuff yeah. like that.
Operation Mousetrap.
Yeah, like to me that sounds fun, right? Firefighter, there's no those are just different human beings. I'm not that kind of person.
You could be in the calendar.
Yeah. Could you imagine that?
You'd love that.
Me and Shem.
Like a tired and out of breath.
A paramedic I couldn't do. I couldn't walk up to like a car accident or something like that and start,
have to deal with that.
And just like try and find the ways to save somebody. Mm-hmm. Also, I couldn't like, I don't just, you got to touch some people. Like I'm not into that. Right. Paramedics. I mean, I know you got the gloves on, everything like that. I couldn't touch that many people that are dying.
Yeah.
Like it's not for me.
Okay. Maria, did Andrew get the description for everyone right? Or would you like to change your answer from paramedic to something else?
Like I could help people, but the problem is if there's a lot of blood, like I'm going to be, I'm going
to
need to be helped.
Yeah.
Because I will
paramedic.
Be on the floor passed out.
Okay.
Because the blood.
So what do
so
you want
maybe
then?
A cop.
You want to be a cop?
Or a firefighter. Like I would totally be able to crash through a door. Like I'm here.
I will say I've known cops, I've known firefighters, and I've known paramedics.
Uh-huh.
And I will say, and I'm not saying that this is universally for everybody, but from the people that I've known, the ones who have the hardest time at the end of the day shutting it off, bringing it home, or dealing with the sort of mental health aspects of it,
mm-hmm.
are the paramedics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Shem, you want to change your answer?
No, firefighter sounds good.
Okay. Firefighter.
Calendar and all.
You want to change your answer?
Absolutely, cop. 100% cop.
You think you like a uniform cop?
Yeah, but like depends on the duty. Like I'm okay with maybe, you know, hanging out, you know, directing traffic or something.
You want to be a traffic cop?
Oh, that's completely fantastic. Different.
No, those are still cops. They're just getting paid. That's overtime.
Yeah. So you just want to be a cop that does all the sweet overtime gigs.
Yeah.
Right? Like you go and line up a caravan and look at the booty and all that stuff, yeah. Right?
But okay. What about like the regular, your regular hours that aren't?
Desk duty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Maury wants to be on like administrative leave, uh-huh. Right?
Entry level. Yes. And for the rest of his career.
Yes, which you know it would happen because Maury would steal something from some evidence locker. Yeah. And then we'd be paying Maury's salary as taxpayers.
Too. Like it would be like a shirt or something.
Thank you.
Right?
Yes.
So dumb.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be real. It would be like the what's the merchandise called when it's not real?
Knock
what's
off?
It called? Knockoffs. Uh-huh. Thank you. I don't know why I couldn't think of that word. Oh, my God.
What kind of detective?
What's the other word I'm looking for? Not knockoff.
What, like the Wish brand?
No, the proper word.
Bootleg.
No, the proper word.
Fake?
No, the proper word. No, not faux.
Like a remake?
Counterfeit?
Oh, my Keith. No, imitation.
Oh, right. Why did you say that from the beginning? Some detective you are.
This isn't thesaurus.com. Look, and I'm
all right. Yeah, Maury would get busted for sure. For sure.
Andrew, great question. Thanks so much for joining us today.
No problem.
Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Definitely Roz.
Definitely. I'll take that. Thank you.
No problem.
All right, brother. You have a great day. Guys. See ya.
What if you were a cop on a horse?
Oh, I would love that.
You would.
I would.
Yeah. I mean,
I'd be too emotionally attached to the horse.
I think so too. First of all, I would never ride a horse.
Really?
No.
I've done it once and I didn't like it.
No,
but I loved it.
If
you have to wear those long dresses.
If my job.
What do you mean long dresses?
Anytime you see a horse on, or anytime you see a cop on the horse, they have that long, like the guys wear that long dress that sort of covers the top of the horse.
It's the horse wearing it, not the guy wearing it.
When they sort of shimmy it up their legs?
What are you talking about?
You always see them. It's like draped. It's like a tablecloth almost over the top.
It's a jacket for the horse.
Of the guy?
Are you talking about the horse? Yeah, the jackets that the horses wear?
No, but the guy is wearing it on top, and it sort of covers just the top.
Are you in medieval times?
Is it just like a long? Is it just like a long jacket?
Maybe it's a long jacket.
Is it a jacket for the police officer and the horse to share?
I think so.
Because that seems very dangerous.
It's like a snuggie.
Hold
that would be
here.
Very dangerous.
I gotta see this. No,
I've never seen that in my entire life.
I think Maury went to medieval times and is getting confused.
Give me one second.
Yeah, are you thinking about a knight?
No, I saw it. Like,
isn't it just like a? Isn't it just like a winter? Don't they just wear like an orange jacket, like a yellow jacket on top? I don't even know what this is.
Mounted police long dress.
Dress.
They're gonna love that.
Yeah, I don't have my police issued dress.
It's in the dry cleaner.
Damn, I can't find it.
No.
It doesn't exist.
I think
weirdo.
You're projecting. I think like when they walk by and like Maury just sees what he wants to see.
Totally.
You know what would look good right now?
Cop.
If everybody was in a dress.
Cop in a dress. Okay. Can we move on, please?
Yeah.
Richard says, what is a food or dish you should not order on a first date, but totally fine as a couple?
Soup.
Oh, that's a good one.
Anything that makes a mess. Yeah, I was going to say like spaghetti, right? Like a very saucy spaghetti, unless you're like cutting it up. But a saucy spaghetti, I think, would be a mistake. Or anything that's going to smell
ribs, all sticky, all sticky.
Or a really big meal so you don't look like you're eating a lot.
Yeah, Maria, go ahead.
I have two things.
Go.
One, I would say a salad. And
why?
The reason why I say that is because imagine you're trying to chew arugula and it's like flying all over your face.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That is like the hardest thing to
you
eat.
You look like a horse.
So don't do that. And I did this once and I'll never do it again. I went for sushi on a first date.
Uh-huh.
And these rolls were huge.
And it's not like you can cut sushi in half.
When you're trying to eat this sushi, and then you bite into it and try and like only take half the bite, and then it's falling all over the place. You just don't do it.
That's a good answer.
Don't
because every sushi spot is different.
Yeah.
And some places may cut their rolls like real thick.
It was awful.
Do you use chopsticks or no?
Yes.
You do. Are you good at it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But you're still dropping it all over the place?
Because I was trying to bite this roll in half because it was actually huge. They were massive, these rolls. So, like, you can't just shove the whole thing in your mouth.
That's what she said.
It's coming out of the abdomen. I'm done talking. Yeah.
It's what? Yeah. Don't finish that sentence for
you. I'm done talking.
Yeah, soup is a good one, I think, just because of the slurping. I think that's
anything
a good
smelly.
One.
What about ribs?
That's what I said. Yeah, ribs, right? Yeah. Like anything where you're going to get just like super dirty. Where
actually, you know what? That actually, I might like that. If you can eat ribs in front of me and are unashamed to do so, I might propose.
I know, but then afterwards, like I think that
not on a first date.
Like yeah, because then you got the just like all the, like it's under your fingernails and stuff like that, and you just want to go home and shower after ribs.
But that's
right?
Also something that like a girl hands down would get the ick from.
What, if a guy watching a guy
eat
ribs?
Yeah, like I feel like if a guy was eating his ribs weird, automatic ick, automatic never seeing
what
him
is
again.
Eating, how do you eat ribs weird?
Like if they like
like you go in bone first?
Yeah. Like,
that's impressive.
You know what I mean?
Chef's like, who this?
I might get date number two. What?
You know?
Yeah.
And there's sauce everywhere, like...
And then the napkin that you're using, it's just like that entire napkin, the whole thing is just going to be all sauced up.
Yeah.
And then you got to ask for another napkin and,
I'll say there's something else too that I would maybe avoid on a first date because I don't know if anybody could really pull it off in any sort of appealing way, but corn on the cob is another one.
Oh yeah.
And especially right? If you get corn stuck. Up, like all it's in between
just,
your teeth.
Sometimes
stuff.
You wind up with a piece on your cheek and it's just there for the whole dinner, right? Like corn on the cob's another bad one that I wouldn't order on a first date.
Anything really spicy where your nose and eyes start watering?
Yeah, where you start sweating.
Oh yeah, you would have to know your limit, your spice limit.
Yeah,
right?
Curries are not a good idea either.
Yeah,
that sticks to your
not.
Clothing.
Or anything super fishy.
Yeah, that's what I said. Anything,
Okay, sure. But what if you just like both like fish? Where you're like, hey, you like fish? I'm like, yeah, I like fish.
Well, then you're going into that date understanding what's about to happen.
Well, no, I think that if it's going to be something like ribs, right, or something like crab legs, right? Like, I think that you both have to be into it. Like, I think if you're like, hey, let's go for ribs, so you're both getting gross.
Yeah,
I think if it's like, hey, let's go for crab legs, you're both wearing the bib, you got the little hammer. I think that could be fun, but you can't go and. She's like, I'm going to have the club sandwich. And you're like, I'm going to have the crab legs. Yeah. And then they put the bib on you and the hammer and the newspaper and everything else.
Yeah, you're making all this noise.
You can't do that. No.
All right, Mike says here, what's a movie or show you were reluctant to watch but glad that you did?
Oh, Sopranos.
Yeah, Maury just started The Sopranos.
I'm almost finished.
Yo, you're almost finished now.
Yeah. I'm sort of stopped for a moment just because I don't want it to end. Right. I love Tony. Like, I feel so bad
That's
for Tony.
What she
like,
said.
I'm like, he's cute. Like, he loves his family. Like, how could you not?
Isn't he a scumbag mobster?
Wait, yeah.
Yeah, but aside from that,
Tony
he does
Soprano,
everything
the
for
one
his
who
family.
Murders and then cheats on his wife all the time?
Aside from all of that, super awesome guy.
Aside from.
And what about all the crime?
No, but like his wife knows what he does, but he cares so much for his kids. He does everything for his family. Like he provides for
cheats?
His family.
He cheats for his family?
I said aside from that.
Okay.
Okay.
Like I just love Tony.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting take.
Spoiler alert, he killed his own nephew.
Okay. Why would I?
Oh, you haven't got there yet?
You said you're almost done.
Why would you do that to me?
But you said you're almost done. That you stopped watching.
No, but how that should have gone is going,
end.
Hey, where are you at?
You said you're almost done.
To me, that says
I'm
you're
only
in the
at
very
all the gay stuff right now.
Bro, that's like seasons before. You're
no,
not almost done.
Not even midway through.
What season are you on?
Season six. I'm on season six. The
how
gay
many
guy,
seasons are
the
there?
Gay guy's living in the small town and he's making out with the bartender.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
He's a chef, by the way, not a bartender. The biker guy, right?
The guy that makes pancakes.
He's a chef.
Yeah, the bartender.
Bro, are you even watching the show? Do you have an answer for this, Roz?
What was the question?
What's a movie or show you were reluctant to watch but glad that you did?
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Think,
recently, like, I just sort of don't watch... Like, I rarely fall into shows. Oh, you know, here, I'll tell you what I was reluctant to watch, which is just because I do not like Brie Larson, and I was not interested in the story at all. But there's a show on Apple that Brie Larson was in called Something of Science. What was it called? Help me out here, Shem. The Brie Larson show on Apple where she plays a scientist.
You mean Lessons in Chemistry?
Lessons in Chemistry. Yeah. I was very, like, Catherine was watching it. I passively watched the first two episodes. And then when I got into it, it was actually really, really great. It turned into a really great show.
For me, it was when the whole You craze was happening. I watched a trailer and I was like, nah, I don't know if I'm going to be into it. Yeah. And then I watched, Jen and I started watching it. I was like, I actually do like this show.
Yeah, and then it got bad, though.
And then it got bad, but I still watched it.
They're doing a new season. They're filming that right now.
I can't wait.
I'm interested.
Maria, do you have an answer? A show or a movie?
No.
No.
No, I honestly liked all the shows that I've started.
Okay. No, but have you reluctantly watched something? Like, have you been like, meh, maybe I won't like this, and then you watched it and you did like it? Like,
you know what, okay, yeah, sure. I'll say Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, okay.
That's not a show.
Yeah, it is. It's on TV. It's a show.
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
How many weeks ago did you start Vanderpump?
So glad you asked. I started 3 Mondays ago.
3 Mondays ago, okay. Yeah. With season one. How many seasons are there in total now?
11 is currently airing.
Okay. I talked to Shem on Saturday, right? Was it Saturday I talked to you?
Yep.
Saturday. FaceTime, Shem, right?
Yeah. Oh,
and he was sitting there on the couch.
It doesn't happen to me either, Maury. It's not just you, okay, bro?
He was sitting on the couch, right? Shem's sitting on the couch with a pillow, like hugging a pillow, right? I'm like, Shem, what are you doing? He's like, I'm watching Vanderpump Rules. Mind you, Shem started 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
What season were you on when we were on FaceTime on Saturday?
Season 7, episode 15.
Wow.
Almost done.
There's a lot of episodes.
There are 20 plus episodes per season. The episodes are like 45 minutes long.
Did you get to the part where Lisa murders the other person?
Yeah, it happened mid-season. He got past that.
Yeah, spoiler.
Grace says here, I think the answer is like pretty easy for everyone just because of our timeline and when we wake up versus when we eat. But Grace says here, in the morning, do you brush your teeth before or after eating your breakfast?
Don't eat breakfast.
Good. I brush my teeth before because I eat breakfast way later when I show up in the office.
Right. You eat here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan and Maury?
Before on weekdays, after on weekends.
Okay. Maria?
Before on the time.
Yep. Shem?
Before. Yeah, and always. After, really.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? You totally. See, I would not brush my teeth before I ate. No, I would brush my teeth after
really?
I ate.
I got
but
to.
Then you have like your morning breath like with your food.
But you're just putting it in your mouth.
Yeah,
I'm eating eggs.
Oof.
No, I'm not.
You can walk around with your morning breath for that long?
For what do you mean?
Like you get up, you walk around.
My teeth is the last thing I do before I leave the house.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But there are days where you don't even leave the house.
No. Like, I mean in a work day.
Oh, okay.
It is at my whole morning routine.
Yeah.
Brushing my teeth is the last thing I do.
Do you brush your teeth before you kiss Catherine?
What do you mean? Like every single time?
Yeah. No, not every time. Like in the morning.
Oh. I don't kiss Catherine generally in the morning.
Really?
No. She's sleeping.
No, on weekends.
Oh. Yeah. By the time she wakes up, I will have most times brushed my teeth.
Yeah.
You,
Maury? Yeah.
Oh, I'll always brush my teeth before I do anything with Matthew.
So once a year.
Wow.
Once a year.
You guys see your dentist, Maury.
That's a good one. C says here, Mocha, has your son ever asked you what "that's what she said" means and why you say it all the time on the radio? No, he has not asked. He's almost 7.
Yes.
He just doesn't know what any of that means just yet.
Wait until he says it back to you one day. The first time your kid says "that's what she said."
Yeah.
Right?
Bro, I may cry.
Bro. It's pretty glorious.
Yeah.
It's pretty glorious.
I'll be so proud.
Roxy drops "that's what she said" quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
And she'll also, she gets into fights with Catherine because Catherine will always say, like, "your mother."
Uh-huh.
Right? And then to Roxy, but Roxy's like, "you are my mother."
Yes.
Like, you can't, like, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. When you
say,
when
Catherine
says
it, she probably thinks it's the most hilarious thing
in the world. Oh, so hilarious. So hilarious. But the first time, Mocha, oh my God, the first time your kid says "that's what she said," you're going to die.
Oh, I can't wait.
You're
going to
die.
Deborah says here, if everything was healthy, what would you consume the most?
I mean, I would say alcohol, but it probably would be fried food.
Yeah.
It probably would be fried food.
The absolute
to be honest
most.
With you.
Sure, that's a good one.
If fried food did not hurt you in any way, I would eat it three meals a day.
Yeah.
I would have a deep fryer in my counter like I was a restaurant.
And just keep cooking all day.
I love the taste of deep fried food.
Maria, what's your answer?
Oh, I'd go sweets all day long, like chocolate, cake, Nutella sandwiches.
Really?
I'm like, I have the biggest sweet tooth when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Mine would be chocolate and candy.
Really?
Absolutely.
Damn it, Maury.
Every single day.
Either I'd say ice cream or popcorn.
Is popcorn bad for you, though?
Well, not really. Popcorn's well, not depends. Bad. Okay, popcorn naturally on its own is actually not bad for you at all. Yeah. If you dice it or douse it in butter, then it's not healthy.
Matthew says that microwave popcorn is going to, like, kill me.
Well, how much microwave popcorn are you eating?
Like one a week, but he says just doing it in general, putting popcorn in the microwave, that's what's going to cause my death.
I'm surprised you don't have, like, a popcorn maker at home, like a machine.
Where would I put that?
You think that popcorn is the most unhealthy thing that you eat, Maury?
Well, no, it's to answer the question. If something was healthier, what would I eat? I love popcorn. But if to answer the question, sure, burgers, you know, chicken fingers.
Yeah, that's what we're doing here, bro. Yeah.
No, but I
that's
love popcorn.
Answering questions.
I would eat popcorn wasn't like, if ice cream or popcorn were super healthy, I would eat that for every meal.
I think what you're trying to say if butter was...
No, but I eat plain
it's the
popcorn.
Butter that makes popcorn.
Yeah, you don't put butter on the
no,
popcorn,
No, I eat plain
right?
popcorn.
Well, then it's not unhealthy.
Sham?
I think you're good, Moore.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. I'll eat it every day then.
Yeah.
Done.
Chicken wings and french fries, for sure.
Oh,
yeah, for good sure.
Yeah, yeah. But you can do baked chicken wings.
Yeah,
right?
But it's not the same as like a fried wings, man.
Wontons.
Deep fried wontons or like steamed wontons?
Deep fried wontons.
You said alcohol.
No, I did. I said alcohol, but realistically, like it would, for me, it would be like, if you said alcohol is fine for you and also fried food is fine for you, what would I wind up consuming more?
Yeah.
It's going to be fried food.
Definitely fried food.
Right? The alcohol I drink is low calorie anyway, so it's fine.
do you think that, Maria, pause for 1 second?
Yeah.
Do you think that the unhealthy part of alcohol is the calorie count?
Yeah. What else would it be?
The other hundreds of awful things alcohol does to your body? You think it's the calories?
Well, yeah, because if I have like 7 drinks at night and they're each like 80 calories, then there goes my calorie count for the
day. No. What about your heart? What about what alcohol does to your liver?
To your body.
You can take vitamins for that.
She's like, I'll just pop a probiotic every day.
That's not how it works.
I'm going to do a liquid IV every once in a month.
I take so many pills in a day now, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You wouldn't believe how many pills I take
in a day.
Like, how many pills? Like, actual, like, how many physical pills?
Yeah.
I take four blood pressure things, just like natural whatever, right?
But you need 8.
Yeah. And I don't know why they don't still make one big pill. You look at the bottle, it says for adults, take between 3 and 4 at once a day. I'm like, why not just make one pill that has all that in it? Why got to take 4?
It'll probably be the size of an iPhone. Okay,
you know who asked me the same question yesterday?
So
Nana.
thank you. Me and Nana. I take those. I take 2 big fat omegas,
yeah.
Right? I take 3 vitamin Ds. I take 2 turmeric, and then I take 1 for my back. So in total, I'm swallowing like 12 a day, 3 of which are huge.
Yo.
Right?
All right, man.
And I do it all at once, too.
That's at Roz Weston on all socials.
I don't break it up.
Weird flex, but okay.
Everything, and I do. I put it in the palm of my hand. I put my head back, slam it in, right? And then just a little bit of water, swoosh. Everything goes down all at once.
My guy.
Wow. Well done.
Bravo.
My guy.
Bravo.
Right?
Wow.
Yep.
Hey, your post-career is going to be wild,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. I'm the pill goat.
What? And that concludes another successful and hilarious Ask Roz and Mocha. Once a week, you'll see on Instagram at Kiss925 where we post soliciting for your questions and, of course, your comments and getting 2 of you to join us to ask your question on the show, on the podcast. So thank you very much. Please share this episode with anyone who you feel may enjoy. This has been episode 848 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.